away and racing, and Simon Told Helen began okay. Hardstyle Rico won the start, and he's looking to cross, and cross he does. Hardstyle Rico led them clearly. Put three on Zipping Sullivan, then Simon Told Helen, Tommy Shelby. Three lengths away, Tough Tears, Tick Along Talk, then Shimmer Shine, and seeing them all, Lucy's Milo. But Hardstyle Rico stretches them out, led it four lengths in the Melbourne Cup to Simon Told Helen, and then Tommy Shelby. But it is all Hardstyle Rico, and he is going to absolutely bolt the Melbourne Cup.
Great scenes there at Sandown Park on Friday night. Unfortunately, there's only a few owners there, but Lucky Karabasakos, he is a wonderful trainer of a greyhound. He wears his heart on his sleeve. You could hear the roar once Hardstyle Rico crossed Simon Told Helen as they swung out of the home straight for the first time. It was some performance by a wonderful chaser, and Lucky joins us here on RSN Central. Congratulations, Lucky. Thanks for your time.
G'day, guys. How are you? Thank you very much for having me.
Has it sunk in yet, mate?
Oh, it's sinking in, mate. It is sinking in. It's look, it was, you know yourself, you know, to do what he's done on the big stage, you know, it's going to be very hard to get your head around it, but it is sinking in.
I was there at the Meadows when you won the Silver Chief, and you missed out on a start in the Top Gun, and you were passionate that day, and I loved it. And I thought that's what greyhound racing's all about. And you mentioned to me, I was on air there at Sky Racing, that they got it wrong, and the Meadows did get it wrong at the end of the day after what Hardstyle Rico's been able to achieve. But you never really stopped believing in this dog, did you, Lucky?
No, look, I knew the ability of this dog. Look, even when we were pre-training him, breaking him in, you know, this dog, the times he was running was just phenomenal. I mean, he ran 506, 1870 at 15 and a half months old around Sandy, and, you know, breaking in, let alone. And we just knew from then, you know, this dog's, he's got a massive motor. We sort of put, you know, Rockstar Bregani was there with me that day, and we sort of said, yeah, we've got to put our eyes on the Melbourne Cup. Now, along the way, we went to the Meadows. We done it, you know, the dog's picked up a lot of accolades along the way, and that Top Gun was another race that we wanted to really get into. And you know, he's come out in the Silver Bullet, and he's run, you know, length off a track record. You know, the emotions did run wild there, and I thought to myself, you know, it would have been good to do that in the Top Gun, but he done it regardless. So,
is this the last time that we're seeing your superstar go around?
Yeah, look, we've been sitting down, you know, yesterday and today, we've come to a decision that look, this dog's the way prior to this race. There was nothing on the cards for retirement, but the way he's won the race and the way he's come out and did it in track record style, the best field you can assemble, and probably for a long time, that field, you won't see another field like that in the Melbourne Cup. So the style that he's done, he's climbed Mount Everest, he's conquered Mount Everest. We thought, you know what, he's done it all. There's nothing else to achieve. He's nothing else to prove. There's a high demand for Bella Infrared. Straws, and he's probably the best son of Bella Infrared, the fastest definitely. We thought, we made the decision, this dog can now relax and go to stud duties.
So he went 28.91, and you thought that was the perfect way to end his career, defeating what many say the best ever field depth-wise anyway in the TAB Melbourne Cup. So when did you come to this decision, Lucky, to retire him, and how difficult was it? Because do you think that he could have raced on for the next 3 or 4 months and continued the way that he has been competing the last month especially?
Look, it's a really hard decision to make. Obviously, when you come off of breaking a track record and winning a Melbourne Cup, you know, to be honest with you, the way the dog's pulled up after that run, he can go again and maybe break another record, I have no doubt. But, you know, for me and the dog, the bond that I've got with this dog, I own the dog, I've bought him up, I've done it, and I said to myself and to my family and to my close friends, you know, this dog, I want to win a Melbourne Cup with him, that's my goal. And I've achieved it, the dog's done it, he's achieved it, he's made it to the top, he's conquered it. We made the decision this morning, you know, that, you know, he's done enough. This is, now it's time for him to let everybody else enjoy him a little bit. He can go to stud and have a really good stud career. So we made it this morning.
And is it a relief now, after you make that decision?
It is a relief, yeah. Now it is a relief, because now it's just, you know, full steam ahead, get him, you know, registered at stud, obviously, which we've done this morning.
Okay, you there,
yeah,
Lucky?
You there? Yep. Cut out for a second.
That's all right, mate.
Yeah, so we got him registered at stud now, so within the next couple of weeks we should have everything sorted and ready to go, full steam ahead.
And what do you think, what kind of stud dog do you think he'll make?
Oh, look, on his breeding and the way his temperament is and all the rest of it, I think he's going to go straight to the top, this dog.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of stud dogs go around. I've had a lot of dogs, come in and out of my time. I've been around a lot of people, and the word out and my opinion is this dog's going to go straight to the top. His breeding is impeccable.
Is it really life-changing? Is it like after what you did there on Friday night with him, Hardstyle Rico, you lived your dream?
It is life-changing. I have lived my dream because I believe that every trainer, this is the biggest race to accomplish. It's like conquering Everest for all us trainers. And to be, that was a dream of mine. You never really think it's going to become a reality until the day that you're there, and you pinch yourself when you're there, and it changes your life, because you've achieved something that, most people, try all their lives to achieve. My father tried for 30 years to try and achieve a Melbourne Cup, and I'm blessed and I'm humbled to have a dog to make it, with this ability to make a Melbourne Cup and win it. And I'm really blessed to have a dog break a track record in a Melbourne Cup.
What's he like as a character when you get to know him? Like, obviously the bond, and I've seen it before between you and Hardstyle Rico, Lucky, but is he, and I ask this question to a lot of the trainers out there that look after their greyhounds and their horses. Is he a dog that if he was a human that you would rock up? Would he love to go fishing with you and have a couple of beers, or would he go to the opera? What kind of character is he?
mate, his temperament is beautiful. This dog, he exactly like you said, if I was to say, come on, Bruiser, let's go fishing, he'll hop in the boat, he'll come fishing with me. Yeah. He'll sit there. He might even want to grab a rod and throw it in, mate.
Are you going to miss him?
I am. But I'm going to be around him. We're going to have the connection there. This dog, he's my best friend. He's my family. He's like a son to me, I bred him, I reared him, I've done everything with him. He's, the bond that we have will never break, and he'll be with me until till the day we either one of us shut our eyes. So
yeah. Have you had a chat to him today? And
he's with me right now, actually. He's in the back of the car.
Is he?
I'm just with Rockstar Bregani. We actually pulled over to have some fish and chips.
Okay. And Rockstar Bregani had a big night as well.
Yes, he did. He put the pressure on me, when he came out and won that pole trace. But I saw him composed, and I took a little bit off that, composure. But when he broke a track record and won the Melbourne Cup, all that composure went out the door.
And Lucky, what's Hardstyle Rico's nickname?
His kennel name is Bruiser.
Oh, Bruiser. So does Bruiser, does he, do you think he'd be ready to retire, or he'd be a little bit disappointed that you're making him go to stud?
Once he knows what it's about, I don't think he'll be disappointed, but, maybe not seeing the track for a couple of weeks, he'll start thinking, oh, look, I think it's time, what's going on here, but I think he'll adapt very, very good, very easy.
Yeah, and that night when you were able to celebrate with your family, what was the first words you said? I know your brother was there, and obviously your kennel's a real, it's a strong family environment.
Oh, look, I wanted to was get my brother up there and give my brother a big hug, because it is, look, it was an emotional thing because, my father obviously had passed away and he wasn't around to see it, and I just, as soon as I grabbed my brother, I just said, he did it, yeah. And my brother turned around and said, we did it, and that's the bond between me and my brother now as well. And even with Rockstar, I told him the dog did it, and he goes, no, we did it, mate, yeah. We all done it, it takes a team to do this, and the dog, you got to have the dog, but you got to know how to manage the dog too.
What do you reckon the old man would have said after you just told us that he'd been trying to win this Melbourne Cup for 30 years?
Oh, well, the way mum responded, took my missus about an hour to get her off the floor. So I think Dad would have been the same, I think.
Hey, is Rockstar Bregani there?
He is, mate. He's here.
Put him on the line because we've got to congratulate him with Manila Night. What a performance that was, brother.
It was great. Yeah, fantastic.
And he had a week that gave you a few headaches after that run and the heat there of the Bald Trees there. Listening to you after the race, there were concerns that he might not have even made it to the Group 1, but boy, he must have a big heart there, Mario.
I've had the week's been very stressful, more on managing the dog. It's, look, I wasn't even thinking about the final. It was more the health of the dog, and I basically read him off on Sunday. I just said, okay, where's our next option? Sale Cup in about a month's time, because he was down and out, the dog. Normally they recover pretty quickly, but it took him 3 days to recover. He had, you know, a couple of drips run through him, and a couple of blood tests later. The first blood test showed, you know, we weren't going to go nowhere. And then when I got the second blood test on a Wednesday, it showed a little bit better, obviously. And still Wednesday afternoon, I was in two minds to scratch him. I got a phone call from the chief steward, Paul Searle, and knowing that the dog had pulled up bad. And I said, Paul, he's a 50-50 chance. And that was Wednesday afternoon. But then Thursday, Friday, he just was just a different dog. He just responded to all the treatment we've done and come out. And I wasn't expecting much Friday night. I was just hoping he got through the run and set our sights on the Sale Cup. And for him to achieve what he'd done, to show that fight and grit the last 100 metres, dog's going to get, you know, a lot of credit for that.
You must be inspired by him, the way that he did it then.
Well, look, people don't know, but they're a tough animal. There's no doubt about it. If it was me, I would have been down and out.
Yeah.
But just to do what he'd done, it's just unbelievable.
And to yourself and Lucky, these greyhounds, they might have won your group ones, boys, but they mean so much more than that. They're part of the family. You love them so much.
Oh, look, with Bruce, look, 100%.
He's our best mate. Like, we do a lot of things together, me and Lucky, and to achieve two group ones on the same night with two different dogs and best of mates, I don't know if it'll ever be accomplished again, but, look, we're
very, very proud of what we've accomplished and what these dogs have done for us.
Yeah.
It's life-changing for Lucky, and it's a hard decision to make. I went and saw him the next day, and I didn't say I put the pressure on him, but I said, look, it's about time, mate. We've got nothing else to achieve with this dog. He's just won a Melbourne Cup. He's just broken a trout record.
Yeah.
Like, demand for Ballarat Fred will be enormous for the dog, and he deserves it. Oh, dear.
Sensational stuff. Tell Bruiser, hey, I would love to go fishing with you lads one day, and we can take Bruiser and catch a few fish, and it'd be some party. Have you recovered? I know we've got a commitment coming up in just a moment. Did you enjoy a few drinks?
We did.
I didn't because I don't drink. I was a bit tipsy, actually.
All right, then, hey. Lucky and Rockstar, what a bloody combination. And with Bruiser in the back and Manila Knight, what a performance too. What a big heart that greyhound's got. Superb stuff, boys. It's an honour to talk to you after such a wonderful night for both of you. Best mates, it doesn't get any better than that. Congratulations, and enjoy this moment and give Bruiser a pat. He'll go down as the quickest ever greyhound at Sandown, and we're still talking about that performance there on Friday night when he defeated the best ever Melbourne Cup field. Well done.
Thanks, guys. Thank you very much, guys. Really appreciate it.